Guys, so in this video, I want to go over tracking, which is super important if you guys are having traffic coming in from organic sources. Okay, I want to go over how we do it and how I think you guys should do it too, because tracking sales from ads is quite simple, right? Whether you're doing Google Ads, right? Your dashboard that you're using to tracking on Google Ads itself will tell you how many leads came from the ads themselves, right? And by leads, you can just set up a tracking event to know if these leads purchase or not, right? This video isn't about ads, but my point is to say that ads are quite easy to track, whether they're Google Ads, YouTube Ads, LinkedIn Ads. I mean, these platforms make it somewhat easier to track sales because you can just put conversion events on your thank you pages, right? But I'm speaking about targeting or tracking, sorry, sales from organic marketing. And I want to record this video because most our sales come from organic marketing efforts, right? And when you're doing your organic marketing, and some other videos on this course, I spoke about that. With organic marketing, you test every single platform in the world, because the issue, quote unquote, issue with marketing is that there's infinite things you can do, right? You can do Pinterest, you can do YouTube, you can do Twitter, you can do LinkedIn, you can do flyers on the street. I mean, you can do infinite things, right? And so with organic marketing, the trick is to test every single platform. Now, when you're doing that, when you're testing, you want to make sure you know which platform is converting the best, right? Because you can get, for example, let's say you're focusing on LinkedIn and YouTube as these two platforms to get organic traffic from. And you're posting on LinkedIn, you're getting a bunch of traffic, right? You're getting 1 million impressions per month. Amazing, right? But then you're also posting on YouTube and you're getting, I don't know, 10,000 impressions per month. So a tenth less. And you might think that, yeah, we should bet on LinkedIn. Well, if you're tracking things properly, you'll notice maybe that the 10K people watching on YouTube per month convert much better than the 1 million ones on LinkedIn. This happens with TikTok, for example. TikTok, it's quite easy to get views, but one view on TikTok is not worth the same, quote unquote, worth the same as a view on YouTube. Because a view on YouTube, not only is it more long form, right? But on TikTok, people are just scrolling, mindlessly scrolling, and a 2 second or 1 second timer counts as a view. So a view here is quite worthless compared to a view on YouTube. So you might think, okay, we're getting 1 million views on TikTok per month, and we're only getting 10K per month on YouTube. Let's just go all in with TikTok. Yes and no, right? You need to track it. You need to know if people coming from TikTok are actually buying. That's the whole thing. That's the only thing that matters, right? Views, subscribers, impressions are all vanity metrics. None of that matters. The only thing that matters is purchases. Okay, so how do we track this? Now, just like tracking with ads, tracking with organic isn't 100% reliable. You'll never will be because of privacy reasons, but I try to make it as reliable as possible. So here's what we do. Very first thing, and I'll give you YouTube as an example, but you can leverage this in any social media network, right? This YouTube video right here, this is an ad just playing here. In every single video we do, right, we make sure to add links both in the description of the video and also in the pinned comment. And you'll notice that these direct to our homepage in this case, but you can redirect to anything, anywhere you want, right? But you'll notice that there's a UTM tag right here, right? And this UTM tag, so /?, UTM underscore source equals YouTube. This you can change, right? You can put whatever word you want here. You can even put the video short code, so you can track exactly from which video the sale come from. But I'll talk about that later on. But this UTM link right here allows us to track, because anyone clicking on this link, right, goes to this page right here, right? They're in our URL with UTM source, and if they sign up, right, we will get on our dashboard, and we will get on Google Analytics or wherever you're using, right, that this person came from this UTM source. And we can see, of course, we can extrapolate, okay, that if this person has the UTM source, YouTube, we can see that they came from YouTube, right? Again, if you want to track it even further, instead of just doing generic YouTube, you can change the short code to the video short code. So UTM underscore source equals this. So then you can track which sales came from which individual videos. And that's something we did at the beginning, but then I just stopped doing it. But that might be smart to do, okay? We just know that this is customizable, okay? Now again, this where will this show up, right? Where will it show up? Google Analytics, right? Google Analytics will show you this, right? Now, we don't use Google Analytics because it's too I mean, it's too much stuff. We use this custom dashboard, but it's the exact same thing, right? It's the exact same thing. I want to go over every single one of these right here. But if I go here to UTM source right here, we see that this guy came from YouTube, okay? This is exactly the same thing that will appear on your Google Analytics. Right, so I got it here. So if you go to in your Google Analytics acquisition, user acquisition, then scroll down and change this to default channel group, I think. not this one, maybe this in medium. Sorry, not even this one, my bad, medium, this one, source medium. These are the UTMs, okay? So YouTube, right, as you see here again, this is the thing that will show up here in your Google Analytics, okay? So to track it and then put the UTMs, whether that's on Google, blog posts, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok, YouTube, whatever you put a UTM in, then to view the clicks and the signups, you just go to your Google search, Google Analytics, okay? Pretty straightforward. Now, again, we don't use it, and I'll tell you why in a second here, but this is where you can use it if you do use Google Analytics, okay? Now, going back here, the reason why we don't use analytics, Google Analytics, is because it's just too much noise. And so we use this dashboard, which we embedded here on the platform, which is basically the exact same thing, right? Gives us the UTM source, which is all we need for now, okay? Now, you might notice that some people don't have a UTM source, right? Because a lot of things can happen here. They can just literally type your URL in Google. They can just type your brand name on Google and click your URL. They can just type whatever they want on Google and find your site for somehow, right? They can find your site, right? And those will not have a UTM, right? Because not every link has a UTM, okay? It can just be a regular link. So then we added a refer, okay? And this tells us where, and this, by the way, you can also set this up in Google Analytics. This tells us where people came from before they arrived to our website, okay? So it's the previous domain they were in. So for example, this guy, which does not have a UTM source, okay? He came from Google and then to our website. Now, coming from Google, it could be anything, right? He could have typed our brand name on Google, excuse me, and then clicked our site. He could have typed, one of the keywords you want to rank for on Google and come to our site. There's a million things he could have done, right? Direct is just post our URL straight in the URL bar. Now again, they could have found this first on Google, right? Not clicked our URL and then just pasted it in our URL on the search bar. There's a million things that can happen. That's why this isn't like 100% certain. These guys came from DuckDuckGo. Again, we don't know what they were searching for. These guys came from this domain, and that's basically it, okay? Now, again, we can also, because we ask, and I want to go over this, we ask three questions on signup. So when someone creates a new account, we make them answer three questions. First one is, where did you come from, right? We have Google, LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok, we have a bunch of options, right? Then this one is, what do they identify as, which is basically a way for us to know what ICP they are, ideal client profile, if they're a marketing agency, if they're a solopreneur, e-commerce brand, small business owner, or enterprise, okay? And then the third question is more, right? We give them a bit more leeway to explain where they came from. So for example, again, let's look at this guy. No UTM source, but he came from Google, okay? In the question he answered, of course, he came from Google, perfect. And in the question more, it just said Google and Google, basically, okay? So this, all these touch points, UTM, refer, two questions, four touch points, allow us to know exactly or with 90% certain where people came from. Again, most of these make sense, right? Came from YouTube, where'd you came from? YouTube and video on YouTube, okay? Now, I wanna show you one that might not be as direct. So I do wanna scroll down here. This one, they came from Twitter, okay? On Twitter, we have a link in bio to our software, and Twitter automatically adds a custom URL to it, so we know that people came from a certain profile. If you just take this URL and paste it on Google on Twitter search, you'll know where the exact profile or tweet the person came from. But again, we asked them for a question, and it's always nice to know, okay, yeah, they came from this URL, but how, right? We know they came from Twitter, of course, it adds up, but how? Founder's account, okay, perfect, that's good. Now, let me see, for example here, this guy came from Google, right? Makes sense. But then he also said he searched for our brand name. Now, what does this mean, right? Nobody knows our brand name just because. So surely he might have found us before or another place somehow, because how does he know our brand name? Maybe he knows it, maybe he doesn't, right? We can never be certain. But I would assume that this guy maybe found us on YouTube, whatever, and then searched our brand name on Google, okay? Now, we could validate that idea if there were, for example, a UTM source here, but there isn't. Now, let me just scroll down a bit more. And this is somewhat of a long video, but I do think it's important that I show you all this. Let me see here. What else do we have here? let's see, people came from this site, people came from this tool site. Right here, for example, this says he came from Google, right? Oh, not this one. This says he came from Google, right? And if we were to stop here, okay, we'd assume that it came from Google. But he didn't. He actually came from YouTube and then went on Google to type in for our brand name, most likely. He said YouTube video by the creator himself, I guess, right? If he had watched the YouTube video, right, if he had clicked the link in the description or the link in the bio, he'd be tagged with the UTM source. He didn't. He went on Google, as you see here, the referral. So the site he was on before going to our site was Google. So most likely what happened was he watched the video and then he went in and typed our brand name on Google, clicked our site and then went to our site. But it initially came from YouTube. So that's why it's super important to have all these touch points, okay? So to have the UTM source, right? Biggest one. UTM source is basically undefeatable to some extent. Then have the refer, okay? What was the last site or the domain they were on before finding us? But these two aren't enough, right? So having these two questions, where do they came from? So they are prompted to answer, okay, where did you come from, right? And having the question more, so they can have a bit more detail on exactly where they came from in specific, maybe a specific video. Some people oftentimes paste in here URLs. Let me see if I can find this for you real quick. Some people just write some random stuff. So this guy actually came from YouTube, makes sense, YouTube. He came from this video in specific. So I might want to look at the video. If I see this video happening a lot, people suggesting this video a lot, I might like double down and record more of these videos, okay? So this is what we do in terms of tracking, super, super important. Now, we take it a step further. Again, we don't use Google Analytics, we use Posthog to take in all of this data, right? And put it here in a visual way. So this is the signups for by initial referrer. So for this right here, this column right here. And again, we see that today, 22nd of May, we had a lot of people coming from Google, 7 coming direct, 2 coming from our site, 2 coming from YouTube, 1 from DuckDuckGo, 1 from Twitter so far, okay? So it allows us to have a visual representation of where people come from. Same thing for signups via initial UTM, okay? So here, 5 from YouTube, 1 from YouTube PT. This is another channel we have where we where I put the UTM as UTM PT, right? Again, allows us to have a visual representation of what's happening, right? Now, signups per survey, how do they identify when they sign up? So today, today, 13 people identify as solopreneurs, 8 as other, 3 as SMBs, 2 as marketing agencies, 1 as none, 1 e-com, and 0 as enterprise. Okay, so again, this is a good way, because data is only valuable if you then you take some action, right? And if we see that more and more solopreneurs are hopping on, and we might change our marketing efforts, we might change our pricing, we might change, do a bunch of stuff to the business, which we actually do. We constantly look at this data to see what's happening in the business, where people are coming from, what type of people are we attracting, because maybe we are attracting too many solopreneurs. So maybe the content we should be producing, the ads, all of our marketing efforts should be more geared maybe to marketing agencies, right? So again, take the data and do stuff with it. Then sign up for service. Where do you hear about us? Again, people say whatever they want, right? And then we have the signups per day, okay? We only started tracking data like a while back. That's why this is like this. So yeah, this is basically what you need to do to track where people come from, okay? Have an UTM everywhere you can. Track the refer, okay? This again, the UTM and the refer you can track in Google Analytics if you like. We just use it here because Google Analytics has too much noise. But again, Google Analytics works for that. The thing that Google Analytics doesn't work for is having an onboard questionnaire. I'm sure it works to some extent, but yeah, add your onboarding questionnaire to have 4 touch points. So UTM, the referrer, and then the question, where do you come from? Give them options, right? And give them to expand more, a bit more, where did they come from exactly? Because they might say YouTube and then they might say video in specific. They might say Google and then they might say, I just searched for XYZ on Google, okay? So just know that, okay? For example, this right here, this guy came from YouTube, but he came from a YouTube short, okay? Not from long form video. So I might see, okay, if I see a lot of people coming from YouTube shorts, he called it Reels, but it's a YouTube short, I might like invest a bit more in YouTube shorts. Now, you can see that, of course, he came from YouTube, but again, the last referral URL was Google. So again, he saw us on YouTube and then went on Google to type for our brand name or whatever, okay? So just know that. So that's basically it. If you have any questions, let me know. This is what we're doing right now. It's what works for us. And it's the data we take to make decisions in both in terms of pricing and where we put our marketing efforts. Thank you so much for watching. I'll catch you on the next one. Cheers.